Hello and welcome to Money Control Alpha, the podcast that gives you the extra edge in investing. I'm Ma Lakshmi, and today let me talk about Siemens. Siemens India is an Indian subsidiary of a German multinational company, Siemens AG, which is a global leader in automation and digitization. Siemens' Indian arm services various verticals like energy, smart infrastructure, digital factories, mobility, and so on. Siemens offers solutions for energy efficiency and digitalization. So its solutions are largely targeted at private companies which would like to make operations more efficient. Since India is right now well poised for an upturn in the capex cycle, there is a lot of optimism around all capital goods companies, and Siemens, with its technologically superior solutions, is seen as a great business. Now, coming to why are we talking about this company today? Because earlier this week, Siemens announced that it will carve out its low voltage motors and geared motors business to a subsidiary owned by its parent as a part of its global restructuring. This sale will be done at a consideration of 2,200 crore. The news did not go down well with the market, and the stock went down 10% on day one of the news. Yesterday, the stock was flat, and today it is up about 2%. But let me explain what this move exactly means and how should you as an investor react to this. First of all, why is Siemens doing this? According to the management, this is part of a global restructuring exercise. Globally, the company does not want to have motors in its portfolio. Their strategy is to move up the value chain from electricals to automation to digital. So they are saying they do not want to be in a business that will eventually become more commoditized. In FY22, this business delivered a revenue of 1061 crore and it had an EBIT margin of 12.5%, which is higher than the 10% margin for the digital industry segment where this business is housed. Last few years, the LV Motors business has seen a 7 to 8% growth, but the beauty of this business is that it is totally asset light, meaning they outsource most of the manufacturing. So some local manufacturer like Bharat Bijli will make their motors and Siemens will just put its branding on it, do quality checks, etc., put its branding and push it through its dealer and distribution network. So very minimal capital employed and you are able to make high returns on that. Now, the bone of contention is the price at which this business is being sold. Even if it were to divest this business, investors obviously want it to be done at a fair price. Now, Siemens has valued this business at 2x sale. If you look at Siemens overall, it is valued at over 8x sales, considering FY22 revenue, which is what they are considering for this division also. FY22, Siemens revenue was 15,255 crore and its current market cap is 1,22,000 odd crore. So it's 8x sales. If you look at it from the prism of profits, the business contributes about 9% to its bottom line, but the consideration paid for this business is only 1.8% of the total market cap of the company. So there is a huge gap. In fact, the sale looks even more indefensible when you consider the fact that it is happening at a time when the domestic market is showing strong demand tailwinds for LV Motors and other dominant players like CG Power and ABB India are consolidating their market share by expanding capacities. So the prospects of the business are actually brightening up, and here is a company that is selling its business and that too at a low valuation. This is obviously hard to digest for investors who believe they are being shortchanged. The company, of course, continues to justify the valuations. They are saying due process has been followed. Grant Thornton has done the valuation exercise and it is a combination of discounted cash flows of the business and multiples enjoyed by comparable businesses. But analysts are obviously not in agreement and a number of analysts have actually downgraded the stock. Net-net, the way things are going, it does not look like domestic institutions will let this deal go through. They will try to push back, and that is why perhaps today there was a mild recovery in the stock, up about 2%. But the fact is that Siemens itself is an overpriced stock. Considering the very high valuations, it trades at nearly 70x FY23 earnings and about 60x FY24 earnings. So a lot of the growth is already factored into the price. And on top of it, you have this governance issue also. So yes, if you're looking for value, well, this is really not the place, despite the 10% fall day before yesterday. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful evening.